More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. Today on More to Life, forever grateful. What are you grateful for these days? Give us a call and share. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And we are celebrating Thanksgiving today by asking you to call up and share, what are you most grateful for? Let's take some time today to acknowledge the blessings that God has given us, to praise God for His goodness, and to just step back and recognize all of the little ways that God provides for us and those we love. Call up and share what you're most grateful for today or in general. 877-573-7825.
I think that this is a very important thing to point out. In an age where I think that people are beginning to acknowledge the need for gratitude more, we're going to talk a little bit today about why gratitude is so important to us. But one of the things that I really want to focus on today as well is that the reason and the direction of our gratitude, I believe with all my heart, really matters. While it's very important to acknowledge what we're grateful for every day, I don't think it's enough to just write it down in a journal. I'm grateful for my home. I'm grateful for my family. Those are important things to be grateful for. But I think we need to examine the fact that it can get a little less than what gratitude can be at the best, and possibly even a little, I don't know, self-serving to just say, I'm grateful for this. I think we need to take a look and say, I'm grateful to God for this. I'm grateful to the creator of all of these things that are such blessings in my life. And really acknowledge that the things we're grateful for are really hugs from God, are provisions from God, are signs of His love for us, are signs of who He is in the world and His greatness.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, I was talking with Al Cresta about this yesterday. I was sharing some research on gratitude, and one of the studies we discussed was that people who express gratitude tend to be more spiritual. And, you know, in discussing that, you know, I was saying, well, you know, when you're being thankful, the implication is there's somebody you're being thankful to, right?
Yes, or at so least you begin to see that.
Yeah, it invites you to start thinking a little deeper about that. It's not just, oh, this good thing happened. I'm thankful for this. Well, to whom am I thankful for this thing? Well, God. Or, you know, it introduces us into that deeper relationship with God. And even if you have a good relationship with God, you know, how many of us sort of wake up in the morning, point ourselves at the day, and then, you know, just go through everything until we fall into bed exhausted at the end of the day.
Especially around this time of year, right?
And not even stop to recognize the billion and one ways that God has shown up for us. And stepping back and taking that time to just say thank you to God for everything from getting that parking spot close to the grocery store to that person showing up for you in ways that you didn't expect, to that, you know, special blessing that just really saved your bacon at the last minute that you when you were really concerned about. You know, whatever it is, we have a lot to be grateful for. And taking that time to give thanks to God isn't just a good thing to do. It's good for us in a lot of different ways that we'll be sharing throughout the course of the program. So give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us, what are you grateful for these days? Let's all celebrate God's goodness, His blessings, and His providence together by acknowledging what we are grateful for. 877-573-7825.
Well, and I would say that some of our listeners are probably even saying, no, I don't have that much to be grateful for today. I'm dealing with extreme illness. I'm dealing with very intense family difficulties. I'm dealing with very painful circumstances. But really, I can honestly say I've been there, I've done that. Okay, I had a very difficult childhood. And I had a very difficult young adulthood, as my darling husband sitting next to me here well knows, where for many, many years, I lived literally on the brink of death. I was told at one point by a doctor, you've got 2 weeks to live. And through God's mercy and grace and miracles, I'm here today and much, much healthier. But through those times of real intense struggle where I could do nothing. I could not really get out of bed. I really learned that being able to say, wow, Lord, thank you. I was able to get up and brush my teeth. Like that became huge to me. And really learning to not take anything for granted. It became a very huge part of my being able to give everything in my life over to God and to really cherish every gift and blessing that He gives me. So taking this time where we're supposed to be celebrating Thanksgiving and really giving thanks, spending some time really being grateful, not just running around and cooking and going to the grocery store and dreading the chaos or even looking forward to some of the chaos, but taking that time. And I'd say also taking that time right here on More to Life today so that we can help each other enter into a place of gratitude and thanksgiving and wake each other up a little bit more. Because if you call in today at 877-573-7825 and share what you're grateful for, someone else may say, oh, I never really thought of that. Oh, I'm grateful for that too, but I never took the time to think about it. Or that gives me a new perspective in some way. And so together we give glory and honor to God and lead each other into healthier and holier awareness, mindset, and love of God.
The other part of this, too, is, you know, if there's somebody that you're grateful to who has made a difference in your life, acknowledging them, you know, being able to say, you know, I'm really grateful for the spouse that God's given me. I'm grateful for the kids that God's given me. I'm grateful for this friend who showed up at that moment when I needed somebody the most. I'm grateful for that, you know, that relation that's really always had my back. It's important to take those times to just give thanks to God and the people that God has placed in our lives. You know, when we look at this question through the lens of the theology of the body, we're reminded that every person, every single person has been created by God to be a gift. And, you know, growing up, I would sometimes say, you think you're God's gift to the world. I don't mean it that way.
Glimpses of Craig's childhood.
Yeah, there you go. But you are God's gift to the world. You really are. And each and every one of us has been created to be God's gift to the world in the best way possible by using everything that He's given us to be a blessing to others. And you know, when you encounter a person, you're encountering a gift that God is giving you. And so what do you say when somebody gives you a gift? You say thank you. So all those people in your life who make your life better in some way, who bless you in some way, who show you God's love through their caring in some way, those are gifts from God. And let's just take some time today to say thank you to God and to those people that He's placed in our life. 877-573 877-285.
Well, Greg, I just want to hit on another point that you've made and something that people can take away from today's hour on More to Life and do more of in their own lives. If you are living with anybody else on this planet, unless you have found a little corner of the planet where nobody else exists, this applies to you. Remember to say thank you to the people in your lives, in your life, because really I think that we save our thank yous, if we say them at all anymore in this culture, for strangers. You know, we'll say thank you to the barista at the coffee shop. We'll say thank you to a service person who brings us our meal that we ordered. You know, well, thank you to the guy who shows up with the pizza. But do we say thank you for the little things that the people we live with every day do for us? And I want you to kind of think about this as you go about your holiday season. And hopefully your everyday. Anything that someone does for you is something that you don't have to do for yourself. And so it's a gift. And I think we're very much raised with, especially in family life, the idea that this person, our spouse, our kids, has to do those chores or those things because it goes with their role. You know, our children have to do their chores because it's on their chore list, and it's how they earn their allowance or their keep or whatever we do in our family life. Our spouse has to do that thing because it's what husbands do or it's what wives do. You know, it's his job to take out the garbage. It's her job to do the laundry. Whatever we do in our lives, we have a tendency to think because this person is in this role in our lives, they owe it to us and to our family to do this. But I want you to think for a moment what would happen if they weren't there, if suddenly they disappeared. On top of it being very sad, it would also mean that changing the light bulbs, doing the laundry, taking out the garbage, all those things that we take for granted that other person does for us, falls to us. And we begin to open our eyes and see that's a gift. So if you really want to improve your relationships as well as the state of your heart and your gratitude, shake things up a little bit and start to say thank you. Thank you for going to work today, sweetheart, and making our lives easier by doing that. Thank you for taking out the garbage. That meant a lot. Even if they've been doing it for 50 years with never hearing a thank you. Start doing that this Thanksgiving. Head every day. And see what happens to your family life. I bet it gets a lot closer and warmer, and your life with those people becomes happier.
We'll share some studies that prove that it will get better later on in the program. So stick around for that. 877-573-7825. What are you grateful for these days? Let's praise God and also thank the people that God has placed in our lives together as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. 877-573-7825. Let's take all of this to God. In the name of the Father
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we just want to take a moment to thank you. We constantly barrage you with requests and complaints and concerns, but you are always present, and you always provide for us, and you are always loving us, and you are always calling us into deeper communion with you, and sharing your love for us through the events of our day and through the people that you've placed in our lives, and we want to say thank you. We praise you for your goodness. We praise you for your mercy. We praise you for your love. We praise you for your kindness. And we thank you for all the little blessings that you bring into our lives and all the big blessings that you bring into our lives as well. Help us to keep our eyes open, to receive all of these good things that you give us as hugs from you, that let us know that we are precious and special in your eyes, and that you, through all of these things, are calling us into deeper communion with you. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
We're taking your calls about gratitude today on our show titled Forever Grateful. You know, God really is good, and he provides for us in so many ways, including with the people that he's placed in our lives. Call and share. What are you most grateful for these days? Who are you most grateful for these days? Let's celebrate all of the many blessings that God is bringing into your life at 877-573-7825.
Let's start off the day with Laura, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Kansas.
Hey there, Laura. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. This is Laura Jackson. How are you?
We're good. And I'm seeing on my board that you're literally over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house you go. You're going to grandma's right now and listening to
us.
Is that right?
We are traveling from Wichita, Kansas to Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well,
God bless you, and many traveling mercies be with you.
And thanks for taking us along for the ride. So what are you grateful for these days?
So I got to tell you, my husband bought satellite radio for Christmas for us last year, and I thought it was the silliest thing ever. It's been such a gift, because I can listen to EWTN wherever I go.
That's fantastic.
God bless you.
Yeah, but we were actually transferred from Charleston, South Carolina, to Wichita earlier this year. And so the transition is always, making new friends, and, there's always all that new. And I really love EWTN because you just feel like you have family with you in that transition. So that has just really been a gift. But the other thing I wanted to share was I was so thankful for answered prayer, and that how much the Lord really does listen to us. The ministry that I do is I pray outside the abortion facility in our city. And earlier this year, every once in a while we'll see a baby saved, but we had two babies saved within an hour.
Oh, praise God.
Earlier this year. It was like just the best day ever. And I can only equate the joy with giving birth to our own seven children.
Oh.
And it was just, it's such a hard ministry.
It is.
Sometimes, because there's a lot of sorrow. But, you get those breakthroughs of joy that it was just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, on the hard days, I'll get back in the car, I'm driving home, and I'll put on EWTN if it's difficult to pray. And I just hear the truth. I hear the truth again. And it's hope. It's such a gift.
So, Laura, I got to say, we're thankful for your witness. Thank you for your call. We're thankful that you're letting us be part of your life and that you are doing this incredible ministry that you're doing. Praying for all those women and babies who are in under the threat of abortion.
Thank you
for sharing that, because I think that I think we can get kind of weary of the fight, the whole pro-life fight. It seems like it's just going on forever, and will anything ever change?
But when war gets wearying,
You hear stories like you just shared. It reminds us that each and every one of us can do something, that each and every one of us can at least pray, and we can do more, we can show up. And by doing that, sometimes that's even enough. Like you said, two babies were saved in an hour because you were there and because you were praying. And that's just a beautiful witness. And what a wonderful way to kick the show off. I'm thankful for you and for all the good you do for the church and for women and children.
And I'm so thankful for your kind words to all of us at the EWTN Radio Network and all of our affiliates, because, it's good to hear that it matters, that you feel like family is coming along with you on all that you do in your life. And that is very edifying to all of us. And you know what? I got to say, she just gave me a great idea. If you're looking for somebody, a gift for somebody for Christmas, and you're like, hey, I don't know what to get them, Sirius XM, so they can listen to EWTN Radio, is a pretty good idea. And I say that we don't get anything for that. EWTN doesn't get anything for that. But it is a wonderful way to be able to listen, and a good gift to give people so they can have the same kind of community and family that you're saying you have. So thank you for your kind words today.
We give thanks to God for you, Laura, and your beautiful witness. 877-573-7825. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? Particularly those people who have shown up for you in special ways and have been God's blessing to you. Let's talk about that. 877-573-7825. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with your praise reports as we find out what you're grateful for these days. Stick around for More to Life to continue after the break.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 75% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Catholic Charities enabled 500,000 people last year to reach financial self-sufficiency. Consider a donor-advised fund with Catholic Charities. Streamline your charitable giving while supporting the causes you care about. Consider a donor-advised fund with Catholic Charities. Learn more about how you can maximize your charitable donations with a simple, flexible, and efficient giving tool. Visit ccusa.gives. That's ccusa.gives.
The EWTN home video highlight for November is Speak of the Devil, Spiritual Warfare. This EWTN original docudrama based on the parable of the prodigal son imparts valuable insights on how to be battle ready in the spiritual war we all face. Order your DVD at EWTNRC.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or call 1-800-854-6316.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. And we are taking your calls about what you're grateful for today, or who you're grateful for, those blessings that God has brought into your life, and those people that God has blessed you through. Let's talk about it on our show titled Forever Grateful. The number to call, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Father Jose, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan.
Hi there, Father Jose. Welcome to More to Life. What are you grateful for?
Hello. I am very grateful for a brother priest. His name is Father Steve. He is a retired priest, and we work together at All Saints Parish in Bay City. But in August, he got very, very sick, and I saw him at the hospital. He spent 18 days at the hospital. Mm. It was terrible. I mean, I thought he would have died many times. Mm. But by the grace of God, he recovered, and the doctors and nurses, they all took such a good care of him. And after a full month of rehabilitation, he is back to business. It's amazing. Really.
Oh,
is.
Praise
wow.
God. That's wonderful. Lord, we thank you for Father Steve and his miraculous recovery. And we just ask your blessing on his ministry and Father Jose's ministry, that they would be able to serve you for many, many, many more years to come. Amen.
And if I just may say, yesterday, actually Sunday, we celebrated his 40th anniversary as a priest. And so the family and the parish community came together. It's truly a miracle.
That is a miracle.
Praise God.
That's fantastic.
Father Jose, thank you so much for calling up and sharing that. And again, praise God for all the good and faithful priests who are serving him and his church.
We
just
ask God for many, many more good and faithful priests.
Amen. 877-573-7825. We're talking about gratitude today and asking you to share what you are grateful for and who you are grateful to, those people in your life that God is blessing you through, that spouse that just, you know, you couldn't imagine living without, that mm-hmm. those kids that you're just so grateful for, those people who've shown up for you in wonderful ways, and all, of course, all the ways that God takes care of you every day. Let's celebrate those blessings on our show about gratitude. You know, one of the studies that I wanted to share with you today talks about how gratitude can improve our long-term happiness by over 10%. Just by acknowledging what we're grateful for on a regular basis increases what's called your happiness set point by 10%. Now, happiness set point is basically the sort of the level of happiness that you normally live at. You know, it's kind of what our genetics and our environment programs us to be happy at this particular level. And it's very hard to actually change that happiness set point. But gratitude, writing down regularly those things that you're grateful for, has been shown to improve that happiness set point by at least 10%. Now, if I could say to you, I could make you 10% happier every day for the rest of your life, here, just take this. Would you want that pill?
I think everybody would want that.
Well,
yes. And this, you don't have to, like, worry about side effects of
there
anything.
There you go. It's a free and side effect free way to experience greater happiness and joy in your life. 877-573-7825. We're talking with you about what you're grateful for these days. Let's celebrate those gifts and blessings and people that are making a difference in your life and allowing you to experience the love of God.
And just remember, when you share your gratitude, you're helping others who may be struggling to find their gratitude today by giving them some ideas of, you know, what gratitude's all about and things they hadn't maybe thought of before.
Again, the number is 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue after the break with more of your praise reports and stories of what you are grateful for. Stick around.
The Catechism of the Catholic Church on Animals, paragraph 2417. God entrusted animals to the stewardship of those whom he created in his own image. It is legitimate to use animals for food and clothing. They may be domesticated to help man in his work. Medical and scientific experimentation on animals is a morally acceptable practice if it remains within reasonable limits and contributes to caring for or saving human lives. It is contrary to human dignity to cause animals to suffer or die needlessly. It is likewise unworthy to spend money on them that should, as a priority, go to the relief of human misery. So the Catechism is quite clear. We have a great duty to exhibit kindness to animals, and at the same time, understand that animals were created not for their own sake, but for the sake of the human.
Cresta in the Afternoon, weekdays at 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
In the church, we speak of seven gifts: wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, loyalty, courage, and reverence or fear of the Lord. When I speak about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and these gifts come, they give you the ability to go beyond your strength. If you're struggling to be a good person, a good member of your religion, you know it's a struggle and you don't always make it. I've been at it many, many decades, and I still struggle and trip and fall and have holes in my socks. Struggling to be a good person, something that we need help at. And this help comes to us by these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. Hi, this is Dr. Greg Popcheck. One of the key aspects of fostering healthy relationships is called self-regulation. It's a skill that enables you to respond rather than react to a stressful situation or argument. Rather than allowing your brain to escalate your stress level, you enter the situation with a solution-based mentality. The first step to mastering self-regulation is to assess your own stress level and work to control it. You actually train yourself to react calmly to stressful situations. Lots of people do it. Firefighters, policemen, happily married couples, and you can too. Secondly, be aware of your regular level of stress and closely monitor what causes it to spike. After building up this self-awareness, you'll be prepared to respond positively to stressful situations. Take time today to assess how you can react more positively to stressful situations so that you can grow in virtue and be a blessing to your relationships. For more stress-reducing tips, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, our show is titled Forever Grateful, as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving by asking you to call up and share, what are you grateful for? How has God blessed you? Who has been a special blessing to you? Who's shown up for you in particularly meaningful ways and revealed God's love for you through their care for you? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Lauren, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri.
Hey, Lauren. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. I'm so excited and grateful to God because he sort of answered a prayer that my husband and I had. We weren't quite sure even if we were ready or if our position in life would let us, but we're going to have another baby.
And, oh, congratulations.
we have a one-year-old at home, so it's kind of a quick turnaround, you know. And we love being parents, and we're growing closer every day in our calling as husband and wife and mother and father. And, as we were sitting here wondering, like, you know, are we ready or can we manage another child? With all the time and the, you know, emotional and financial, all the aspects of growing your family, but God sort of answered that question for us almost even before we were bold enough to ask it. And it's actually brought a whole new sense of clarity to our family, you know, in career choices and priorities. And it's just this little gift, not only reaffirming our calling as a couple, but it just keeps giving, and there's like a new layer as this onion peels back of just grace that this little answer has brought to us, and it's just beautiful.
Well, first of all, Lauren, again, congratulations, a million congratulations, but also thank you for your call, not just in that it affirms life, but also that you're demonstrating that when God surprises you with a blessing, whether it's a new baby or something else, it's our receptivity to it and our ability to say, all right, Lord, you know, what is it you're trying to give us through this? What is it you're trying to teach us through this? Who do you want us to become in this situation that makes the blessing grow? It's not just, as you're saying, Lauren, it's not just the blessing of the baby. It's the blessing of a new partnership between you and your husband to discern things, to recommit to who you are as a couple and as a family, that God is helping you to grow so much in this area and you're seeing those blessings. It's not just, yes, we're grateful to receive a new life. It's, yes, Lord, we're grateful to receive everything you are teaching us and giving us through this new blessing. And that's a beautiful witness, Lauren. Thank you so much.
Lauren, I'd like you to give your address to our call screener because I'd like to send you a copy of our book, Then Comes Baby, The Catholic Guide to Surviving and Thriving in the First 3 Years of Parenthood. Because not only did you say that you were grateful for the new little baby that you're having, but that you're grateful for all the changes that God is bringing into your life. And that book is really all about not just baby care, but it's about how do you really create the foundations of a truly faithful, joyful, dynamic Catholic household? How do you build that from the ground up with those little ones? And how do you make sure that as you're caring for your little ones, you're finding ways to take care of your marriage, to take care of yourself? Can you believe it? You can actually do that. And how to take care of your spiritual life, too. So we talk about all that. And then comes Baby, the Catholic Guide to Surviving and Thriving in the First 3 Years of Parenthood. And to celebrate your blessing and the fact that you are letting us celebrate with you by calling in and sharing what you're grateful for, I want to send you a copy of that book. So give your address to our call screener. We'll get that out this week. Thank you, Lauren, for your
After
call.
After Thanksgiving. Yeah. Give us a couple days.
But thank you for your call, and God's blessing to you and your growing family. 877-573-7825. We're asking you, what are you grateful for? How has God shown up for you in big and small ways that you'd like to just take a moment to acknowledge and praise him for? Who are the people that you are grateful for who have shown up for you in big or small ways but have made a real difference in your life for their presence? Let's talk it out together and celebrate all the ways that God cares for us and uses the people he's placed in our lives to show us his love as well. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Linda, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Colorado.
Hey, Linda, welcome to More to Life. What are you grateful for?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
We can, Linda. What's up? Oh, you know what? Hello? Turn down your radio and you'll be able to hear us better.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I'm in the car.
Yes, okay. I know. And as soon as you do that, it gets very confusing. So if you keep your radios turned down, you'll be all set. So what's up today, Linda?
Oh, I just have to share something awesome with you. We had about 3 or 4 years ago, we had a neighbor, and he were, well, my husband is handicapped, and I am getting that way, but I'm still trying to work. Anyway, this neighbor noticed the difficulty my husband was having scooping. So he would always, whenever we'd have a snowstorm, he would come down and scoop us out. We don't even know his name.
So he'd come and shovel your driveway?
Yeah, driveway, sidewalks. We have a lift on the front for my husband to get down.
Wow.
He'd shovel the lift off, shovel the sidewalk up to the lift.
Oh.
Well, they moved about 3 years ago, and guess what? We had a big snowstorm this morning, and guess who was on our porch this morning at 7:30?
He came back?
He came back. He shoveled everything.
Him.
He always did.
Oh.
And I don't even know his name, but I took down his license plate, and I think I know where he works.
Oh my gosh! That's huge. It's an incredible, act of generosity and service for a neighbor to come and shovel your driveway and walk in Colorado, of all things.
Mercy,
you guys get a ton of snow, but for him to come from wherever he's moved to and at 7:30
in
the morning to shovel you out. Wow. I mean, that's an angel right there. I hope you can find out his name, and I hope that
make him some cookies or something.
Yeah, definitely. And make sure you keep him in your prayers every day, that God would bless him abundantly and provide for all of his needs, just as he is working so hard to take care of you guys.
Linda,
remarkable.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you. It says here that you're a nurse. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for sharing this story. And I'm going to say this
again,
folks.
It kind of restores my faith in humanity.
Amen.
It just looks like that. Yeah.
And this is, I hate doing this because honestly, I get nothing from this except the ability to share with folks. But this is why whenever we do a membership drive for Catholic Radio, whatever affiliate we're helping out, this is why I actually make people a little crazy with how passionate I am. Because of this. You're not going to hear this on 24-hour secular news. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. Catholic Radio allows us to remember that the world isn't as dark and awful and antagonistic as everybody is portraying it to be. You got guys who are showing up from far away at 7 o'clock in the morning to shovel out an old neighbor who doesn't even know his name. People, there's God in the world, and there's good in the world, and there's love in the world. And thanks be to God, we get to share it through Catholic radio and make each other better because of it. And I love it. And maybe somebody else will shovel somebody else out during a snowstorm this winter because they heard it here today.
I hope so. What a blessing that is. Or, you know, and or any act of service. You know,
yes.
You know, we often will say to people, oh, let me know if you need anything. You know, don't wait. Don't wait for them to let you know, because they probably won't. Nobody wants to feel like they're being a burden to somebody else. But if you let God work through you to just show up and be that blessing, you can make a huge difference, just like this gentleman has made in Linda's life. Be that blessing to somebody today in some big or small way. You know, hold the door for somebody. You smile.
Smile.
At somebody.
I was going to
say
smile,
thank you.
Make
eye
contact.
That person cut in front of you,
without using foul language when they do.
You know, be that person that is God's blessing to someone today in big or small ways. Just ask the Lord in your prayers, how can I make a difference? And I think Linda, thank you for just sort of inspiring that challenge that I just offered to everybody. I know I'm going to keep that in my mind as I go about the day, and I hope our listeners will as well. 877-573-7825. We're talking with you about what you're grateful for. Give us a call, and we'll share your stories with everybody so that we can all recognize all the many, many ways that God is blessing us constantly. Immortal Life will continue with more of your calls after the break.
Location, location, location. These are the three most important factors in real estate. The same might be said for colleges. Trudging through snow to get to an 8 a.m. statistics class is a much different experience than breezing by a palm tree to the raucous applause of a laughing gull. With the average temperature of 84 degrees and wetland nature as your backdrop, it's no wonder students tend to stay once they visit our campus. Ave Maria University, your future location, location, location. Visit avemaria.edu.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray. My latest book, Jesus, the Master Psychologist, Listen to Him, talks about how Jesus was 2,000 years ahead of modern enlightened psychology. If he's God, he knows the absolute best way to live, whether psychology agrees or whether it doesn't. Go to AveMariaRadio.net to get your copy. Jesus will tell you the best way to live.
We are the pro-life generation, passionate about building the culture of life in our healthcare and in our nation. But not all healthcare options are equally pro-life, and some provide morally objectionable procedures. CMF Curo is different. CMF Curo is a pro-life Catholic healthcare ministry providing a pathway for its members to build the culture of life in their healthcare choices, not destroy it. Learn more about CMF Curo at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
We're grateful for you today and for joining us on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and our show today is titled Forever Grateful, as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving by asking you to call up and share what you're grateful for. How has God blessed you in general or recently? You know, what are those little and big ways that God has shown up for you? For that matter, who are you grateful to? You know, are there certain people in your life who have really been there for you in ways that have made a difference, big or small, and you just want to acknowledge that how God has blessed you through them? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. 7825.
Maybe there are people who have blessed you in very temporal ways, like when we were talking to Lauren a few moments ago, where somebody who doesn't even know their name shows up at 7 o'clock in the morning to shovel out everything in her yard, including her husband's lift, which is amazing. Maybe it's spiritual ways that somebody's led you closer to God or his church, and you want to acknowledge that as well. Whatever it is, we'll be grateful to hear it, because we're being so blessed by everyone today who's sharing what they're grateful for. It's expanding everyone's hearts and making everyone more joyful today. So thank you for calling in. Please continue to call in with what you're grateful for at 877-573-7825. Right now, we're talking with Phil, who's listening to EWTN Radio on Sirius XM 130 in Kansas.
Hey, Phil, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
What's up?
I'm driving, and I came across your program, and I have some people that I'd like to honor. So my wife was given a terminal diagnosis last September, a year ago September, and she passed in December. And
I'm so sorry for
sisters.
Your loss.
Yeah. Had two sisters that literally dropped everything and came and stayed with me to help care for my wife. And, so Mary is my, she's the second oldest in my family of nine. And then Sally, who is number seven, and I'm number eight. So, yeah, I just wanted to honor Mary and Sally for the gifts that they gave me last year.
That is beautiful. I'm so grateful that you're acknowledging them, because not only in acknowledging them are you giving them a gift and remembering the blessing of what they've done for you, but I think you're really encouraging other people to really show up. I think the one thing that people truly struggle with is, what do I do when somebody I love has suffered a loss or a major illness? How do I love them? Because I'm scared to overstep. I'm scared to interfere. I don't want to say or do the wrong thing. Showing up matters. It matters a lot. And you're really showing, Phil, that your sisters being willing to do that really got you through and showed you that you're loved and helped you through so much of this. And I hope other people who aren't quite sure what to do for loved ones who are suffering today, listen and take a page out of your sister's book.
I just want to take a minute to ask a blessing for you, Phil, and for your family. Lord Jesus Christ, we just lift up Phil, who lost his wife after almost 35 years of marriage, and we just ask for your blessing, for your peace and consolation for him, that you would give him your heart and let him know how much you love him. And I also want to ask your blessing on Mary and Sally. I want to thank you for their presence in his life and ask that you would bless them abundantly for their generous service to their brother who is suffering. We just ask that you would bless his whole family and lead them into deeper relationship with you and with each other through this time. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
877-573-7825. Our show today is titled Forever Grateful. You know, God is so good, and he blesses us in so many ways that we don't even stop to notice a lot of the time. So we're asking you to take a moment and reflect on some of those ways that God has blessed you and the people that God has blessed you through. You know, St. John Paul the Great's Theology of the Body reminds us that each and every one of us has been created by God to be God's gift to the world, literally. That God has given us to the world to be a blessing to others, to use everything that we've been given to make a positive and powerful difference in the lives of those around us. How have the people in your life been a gift to you? Let's praise God for those gifts today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Ida, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi there, Ida. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Well, my biggest blessing is my children. My husband and I were married 16 years and could never have children. And so they both came from two young women who went in to deliver at the hospital but were not able to keep them. And so I'm very thankful that their birth mothers chose life.
Yes.
So that we could have them. And I am thankful that God answered my prayers. Didn't come when I expected, but he said yes eventually. And so I'm very thankful for that. And once they came along, I wanted to only work part-time, and I prayed for part-time jobs that would allow me to do that. And God blessed me with part-time jobs all along the way and full-time when I needed it. And I'm back to part-time because, as you know, when they become teenagers, they need you more.
They do. They do.
We thanks
think
for
they
saying
think
that.
It's yeah. less, but it's absolutely true that it's just as much, if not more.
Yeah, a lot of parents really think that, oh, okay, now the kids are in high school, I can, you know, go and do this thing or that, and they really do need us every bit as yeah. much as they did early on, if not even more. But Ida, thank you so much, and I want to, you know, as an adoptive family ourselves, I want to praise God for the gift of adoption. I want to praise God for all the birth mothers who choose life.
Yes.
I want to praise God for all the parents whose hearts are open to a child. And, you know, I'm just, as I'm sitting here kind of praying through this, if there are any of you out there who have been praying for a sign from God about whether he wants you to adopt, maybe consider this your sign.
Yes.
Because adoption is such an incredible blessing, not just for the children who are adopted, but for the families. I just can't tell you. So if you're looking for a sign, here it is.
And I have to say, you know, I'm going to add to this. It's actually the very end of National Adoption Month. So if you've been looking for that sign, not only is this call it, I firmly believe, but the ability to find out more about adoption and to get started quickly is really in place right now, because everyone involved in adoption is making sure that this month is a reach out time and matching children. And remember to not just think of the babies, but of all the older kids who are desperately wanting.
You're going to have to help me with the details of this, but I just want to share this going out. When we were on our China adoption trip.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, we ran into some people who actually listened to the show and were familiar with our books from the thing, and they were sharing their story. They were praying, they were dealing with some health issues, and they weren't sure whether, you know, they wanted to adopt or not. That was on their hearts, but they were afraid to go ahead with it. And as they were praying, an ad popped up on the television.
Yes.
And it said, do you
become adoptive parents. and that's what
here's
I that
your
was
sign.
A, that was a big old sign. Well, I have to say, in our adoption journey for our youngest child, we knew, because, and I'm going to take up a couple seconds here. Our oldest daughter came to us one night when we all kind of divide up and have a personal prayer time for about 10 minutes every night and then join back together. For family prayer. And she came to us and she was 9, and she said, I have a sister in China. God told me I have a sister in China, and we have to go get her. And this became an every night thing. I know God's telling me I have a sister in China, and we have to go get her. Well, we had to work out the details of that. And one of those details was, what agency do we go with? How do we make sure we're, you know, getting this particular sister in China? And I heard about the adoption agency we ended up being called to use on Al Cresta's show when he was interviewing an author way back when we did this.
Another one of the blessings of Catholic Radio. We wouldn't have the family that we did if it wasn't for that.
So really, I agree with you, Greg. If you're thinking of, you know, is God calling me to this, you know, listen.
Here's your sign.
Listen to Ida today. Here's your sign. Thank
Ida,
you,
God
Ida,
bless you, and
for,
thank
your
you
openness,
for your openness,
for your love, and for really pointing out that God orchestrates all things and that your timing might be different than his timing, but if he's placing that ache on your heart, if you keep bringing it to him, he will fill it in his perfection.
Yeah, so we've only got about 45 seconds left, so I just want to thank all of you for being part of our lives and
yes.
for sharing your stories with us every day, for allowing us to walk with you in your struggles, and to celebrate on days like this all the blessings that God has brought into your life both directly and through the people that he's placed as his gift to you in your life. We are grateful so much for your listening. We're grateful for your willingness to share your stories, and we are grateful for the ways that you are a blessing to others. So as we wrap up the program, I just want to ask all of you to remember to pray about the fact that God has created every single one of us to be his gift to the world. Be a blessing to someone today in a big or small way. Do something that makes someone's life a little easier or more pleasant so that they will be grateful for the gifts that God is bringing into their lives through you. We ask all of you to have a very blessed and happy, wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be back after. In the meantime, you can come on over and visit us at our place over the holiday at CatholicCounselors.com to check out all the resources we have to help you live a more joyful and full life. CatholicCounselors.com. Get out there and celebrate the life God has for you.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.